Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortinberry's grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Welcome to the patio, everybody. It's Monday.
Monday.
Hopefully everybody had a great 4th of July weekend. You got all your phalanges. You know what phalanges are, don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
It's them fingers that you was shooting them
rockets over. It's obviously your toelanges.
And you may need those because there is a massage shop. Boom. The Fortinberry Brother Massage Parlor is opening up right across the bridge.
Absolutely.
It's National Video Game Day. It's got Gary Plum sexified over there. But first and foremost, Father Fortinberry, how are you?
I am doing excellent. Excellent. You know, what did we talk about? A boom on massage parlors?
There are.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, little known secret, I was going to open a prostitution home. House running by
How
hand.
How do we go from massage parlors to prostitution?
Running by hand.
Happy hand.
What? Say that. Brother Fortinberry's still in studio. There
I'm here on a Monday. They invited me for a Monday.
You're here on Monday, aren't you? No, you're not.
No, he's never here on Monday.
I'm never here on a Monday. Yeah, I mean, they let me in the door.
But he's not here.
Softest hands on the patio.
Yes.
Look at that.
There it is.
Look how thick they are.
Gary, the hairiest palms on the patio. What's going on, Gary?
Nothing much. Yeah. You know, Jamie walks into the parlors and says, boom, goes dynamite. That's the only booming he'd be doing in the massage parlors.
Moving on. DW in studio.
I don't even know how to follow any of that. What's
going on, DW?
Man, I bet Deshaun Watson come to your place quick.
He'll
pull up. He'll get that rundown. What
kind of DW's color looks way better than Marty.
Yeah, hey, soft hands.
You should name it Too Handy, but it'll be TWO.
Oh, soft handed Donnie.
You get one of them 5-finger discounts over there?
You gotta be 2 fingers.
Not anymore. After the 4th of July, it's 3-finger discount. Yeah. Disturbing reason behind the massage shop boom. They're appearing on every street, but there's more to it than just
what
happy endings.
What streets are these?
Don't tell me.
Yeah. Please tell me.
Do y'all like massages? Let's start there.
I love a massage.
I've never had one.
So massage I ever had was in Montana. And I had 2 girls massage me.
Oh, whoa.
So I've only had 1 massage.
2 girls,
and
one
dude.
No, it was like an 85-year-old woman. And it was fantastic. I was a little disturbed when she picked up my junk and moved it to the other side.
That was testing you.
And you know what? No, that wasn't a sexual thing about that. It was just in her way.
It was a matter of respect.
It was in her way, and she said, you know what? I bet he wants his upper thigh rubbed.
On a second note, your junk ain't big enough to move to the other side of you.
I can say it was probably more like.
It just came back to the middle.
I think it was a sag. It wasn't nothing else.
It was warm.
She said, somebody left a pillow over here. Let me slide it over. But yes, it was not sexual, although I was slightly aroused, but she wasn't.
Isn't that the story of your life?
It is.
That's a common occurrence, ain't it?
She fought off the arthritis, obviously.
She always did. Said that. There wasn't much else to fight off. It was pretty mundane.
The Thai massage joint surged in popularity here when remedial massage was added to the extras offered by several major health insurers. So this is in Australia. They're offering you can use insurance to pay for massages.
Happy ending massages or regular massages?
Is there a difference?
I would say this.
I'd rather have foot massage than anything.
It's hard to get somebody massage your feet these days.
You ain't lying. And I got like knots on mine.
Well, we talked about this one day. I don't know that we can talk about it here. Would you rather this or that? And back massage is one.
Because
you don't get a back massage ever
Give me
ever
a foot
anymore.
Massage. Look, the other part I can do myself. I can do the happy ending myself.
That's right. Give me the happy side.
You can't reach them feet, can you?
He can barely see them.
They're like, is there anything you want me to touch? Yeah, my feet, yeah, baby.
Yeah. Get my feet again.
Get my feet.
Maybe go back to the feet.
Maybe we should just start doing the
different. I'll be happy if you end with my feet.
Jamie, just say, I haven't touched like that in years.
It's probably cheaper to solicit a back rub than it is to go to a massage.
My happy ending
bar
would be my feet.
The end of you.
So, has anybody ever had a pedicure here?
I have.
Have you?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I've never had a pedicure.
They are awesome.
I want one. Let's go
Donnie
to the patio. Okay.
I know a perfect place. They bring you a drink and everything.
Oh, look, really? We got our toenails painted, man, Terry. And I got like a dull color, you know, to be funny.
Not me.
But this man got bright red. Bright red. We had on flip flops. We're going to
look,
eat after
hold
that.
Hold on. But look, they kind of half-assed did Donnie's and said, you must come back. He was so like callous.
Yeah, they told my foot so bad.
Look, they literally put out a machete and was like shaving the
They put
out
a weld hood.
It did. It looked like she was shaving a coconut.
They had a grinder out.
My feet barely.
Yeah,
so they have a little wash tub. My feet barely fit in that tub.
I bet. It's so like right now I have.
I enjoyed it. I
have
it
one
again.
Foot that's extremely.
I do too.
Messy.
Oh,
all right. So let's go do it. When are we gonna do it,
dude? Let's
your patio.
Yeah, patio. Well,
they got like six chairs in a row.
I don't. We'll think go we'll in ever there get as a co-joined person in like a big shirt.
Patio
we'll
pedicure.
Patio.
I bet we could get a bunch of Memphis folks join us too. It'd be wild.
We went to so the one fun. That had the bar.
Pedicure
in.
From the patio.
They served alcohol.
No, pedicure.
They bring
the
you
pedicure.
A drink. Your pedicure got a drink. You got some champagne.
It was legit. We had whiskey and we had whiskey and Coke.
Oh, we did have whiskey and Coke, didn't we?
That
let's do a Sunday.
This coming it was Sunday.
Legit.
We can do a Sunday. Which would have been yesterday.
Let's do yesterday.
I got an ingrown toenail about Wednesday. Though.
They'll get us a chat for you.
Will they really?
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I have cut many a.
Something else getting older. My toenails grow in all kinds of weird directions. some are like U's, some like S's.
Y'all's getting thick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thick. Yeah. Oh, God. Got ridges on
mine's
top of
barely attached.
I got Terry White feet now. That ain't good.
So Angel Baby said her first cuss word. If I might have said this already. So her first cuss word.
Let me tell you something. That ain't her first cuss word.
Well, probably not, but look.
She
used it
in the
so
middle of the night
properly that I had to give her props. So I took my foot and I touched her back with my foot. And she said, get your nasty ass foot off.
That's a completely logical response.
I'm sure she's told Mac that numerous times.
I was like, you know what? If you use a cuss word properly, I'm not mad at you.
She cussed you like she was grown.
Yes, 100%.
Dang, you
did. Who's wheezing?
Jamie's like
wheezing. Jamie is dying over here.
Jamie over here like a Marlboro commercial.
That's right. I'm before and after. But it was terrible. It was a terrible after.
National Video Game Day.
What?
July 8, 2025. However, when I bring it up, it claims it's September the 12th.
Well, you know, I'll go run with
my
it.
My birthday.
Oh, dang
it. Is. So, I know I have a
it
good
says
friend.
September 12th. All right, we're gonna change it then. We're not going after that one.
Nah.
How about Be a Kid Again Day? That's
yeah, oh, right. They like video yeah. games too.
Yep. Be a Kid Again Day isn't a universally recognized or specific holiday. However, there are related concepts like National Children's Day, which falls on the second Sunday in June. That's not it either. Boy, I tell you what, Google's let me down here.
It is.
The Google machine.
Gotta grok it.
Let's see if National Freezer Pop Day is today.
Oh God.
It no. is. National Freezer Pop. Those are good.
Yes.
What's your favorite freezer pop?
Is the freeze pop the big ones?
Yes, yeah, the big long ones. Here, these dudes.
I like
right
the
here.
One back in the day. I like the ones that you snap
those
in half.
Yeah,
those.
You're talking ones that had like round ones that had two of them.
They were round, yeah, and you snap it in half.
But blue is my favorite.
Is no, I like the coconut.
Mm. Oh my gosh, one. That was terrible.
The pina colada, no, yeah. It's awesome.
That's the coconut's best. Horrible. Oh, that's a fist bump. Nobody likes coconut.
I'd always get mine to melt and drink them.
So I love the meme with the Joker and like that's how he got his scars.
You don't like popsicles.
I don't like
juice.
I like the juice.
So
Gary, he says I love Kool-Aid.
Gary melts them, then he injects whiskey into the vodka.
Yeah.
We did do. They did do that. And then they resealed them with a.
They did. Straighteners. Y'all did.
They resealed them with a straightener, right?
With a straightener.
Yeah, like hair a hair straightener.
Oh, yeah.
No, we went to the river years ago.
We did.
Was it? Was it? We did that. Did all the gummy bears and. vodka. Geez.
Somebody did them.
Oh, that's
I don't remember. That's but awesome. I do remember the gummy bears. I ate them. They were good.
I mean, they were gross, but they were delicious.
No, they were good.
They were gross.
No, I think that was when me like and Charlie Malibu. First started dating, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Who did that? Was it Whitney?
I don't remember.
I mean, I don't remember.
They made gummy bears infused.
You and Whitney were together.
That was us. We did that.
That's right.
I don't remember.
It was me.
It was Donnie.
It was Donnie.
It was Donnie's invention.
That was when I was on my making drinks kick. You remember that, Terry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were mixing.
About near as fun as the making kids kick.
It depends.
It was short lived, I heard.
You're talking about 30 seconds of fun versus a whole day of fun, Tim.
You know what? That's right. I told a guy the other day, my personal record for beers in a day was 57. And that was
the canoe trip?
Yes, when me, you, and Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought that was probably the day that we bent the brand new one, and I vowed to never canoe with anyone else again.
Yep, 57 beers. The only reason I know the count, I took 230 packs, I lost 3 beers. Personal
like
best.
Like, how long was that day?
It was
5 or 6 hours.
However long it took him down, get down the river. That's
the most impressive I've ever seen you drink is that time you drank that handle of Jack at my apartment.
We're not talking about whiskey.
No, he had a handle of Jack, and then he followed it, chased him.
Yeah, but that's
with
low proof.
A case of Natty Light.
The Natty is what got him.
That was to secure the kidneys.
He was still fine. He was still looking for drinks. He was taking everybody else's drink.
I remember that night too.
He was parched.
Yes. That was a fun night.
I was thirsty.
He was parched.
It's probably summertime. It's warm.
It was warm.
I need a cool beverage.
Whiskey doesn't satisfy the thirst in summer.
No, it don't.
Jack Daniels.
Well, I followed it with a case of Natty Light.
Yeah.
And then started chasing after everybody else's stuff.
Then you started mooching.
Then he started mooching.
That's when you became Mooching
That's
Barry.
When Mooching Barry got to.
Gordon Mooch.
I drank my entire $13 worth of alcohol. It was Southern Comfort. It was Southern Comfort. I drank my entire $13 worth of alcohol, and I was ready for something else.
Rough days.
I'm sure Wes bought that whole handle of Jack Daniels.
No, he showed up with it.
But he didn't buy it.
Hey, y'all know what I'll
finish the story after we're off air.
Y'all know what I saw
at the liquor store? I saw little tiny cans that were clear, and they said Mad Dog on them.
I saw that too.
Did you see that?
It was orange.
How did you not? Well, they wasn't. Were they not grape?
That was orange.
If they ain't grape, they ain't.
There were several different ones. I'll grab some of them for Friday.
So Wes, tell us about Facebook dating.
Oh, it's just something that it's almost like Tinder, I guess. You swipe right if you like them, swipe left if you don't.
So what happens if you swipe right?
So here's what I'd do. I would take a drill motor and a hot dog and just have it spin right.
That's so quantity. You go for it. You figure the statistics.
You fish with a net, not a line.
That's an erotic way to swipe.
So hold on. So we're going to do statistics on our side. So you figure, Jamie, if you just keep swiping right, you're going to hit one jack.
Dude,
you're
gonna cast it with a net.
You're going to hit.
Cast with a net, baby. You got to get bait fish.
That's an interesting concept.
I like this.
Would you rather trophy hunt?
It depends.
Or throw dynamite in the water and get all the
fish? No, would you rather trophy hunt or fill the freezer with meat?
We're trying
to fill the freezer with meat.
So look, if you're starving, you cast a net, right?
Yeah, right.
But then after you start eating like the little bream and stuff, you're like, well, maybe I'll wait on a catfish or a bass.
Stay hungry, baby.
Quantity over quality.
Yes. Quantity over quality, baby.
Hasn't that always been the story?
No, yeah,
like Donnie said, keep the freezer full.
Keep the freezer full. You want to put the meat in the freezer, man. That's a go.
You can't eat horns.
So, Wes, have you actually dated someone off of Facebook?
Nah.
What do you call it? Facebook dating?
Yeah, it's Facebook dating.
So it's a
this sounds
a
like a trick.
It's a single thing?
Yeah, I mean,
so if I did that with my wife, see it.
Yes,
not if you use Wes's picture and name.
Yeah,
it'll be like Jamie swipe right on 3,047 girls today. Congratulations,
Jamie. Said, I thought I was watching reels. So
good thing she don't listen to the show.
My curiosity makes me want to go look at it, but by knowing I don't need to look.
Knowing you.
And one of them's old Mark Zuckerberg or whatever.
Yeah.
Charlie walked by, Jamie gets nervous. He starts swiping right real fast.
And what he doesn't realize, his phone number just automatically sends him because he calls. Hi.
If I hear anything that looks remotely interesting, I will look it up on my phone. probably don't need to do this
one. I bet your phone's a treacherous place.
No, no.
He uses incognito.
Don't delete it. Destroy it.
We're
going
to put it in a museum. Yeah.
Destroy it.
It's like a labyrinth.
So, hold on, Jamie. Would survive this long, Jamie. What are you talking about?
So, Jamie, if you die, our number one priority is get your damn phone before.
No, destroy it.
Destroy the phone.
Okay.
Back when me and Jack Lee were having Photoshop wars.
I'm sure it got dirty.
It got bad.
It was terrible. So do you swipe right for those instead of left?
Swipe up.
Up.
Oh. So you see the rest of it? Yeah, I see all of it.
Zoom in. Yeah. Swipe with two fingers.
So, Wes, do you have an ad out there right now? Do you have an
yes,
ad?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
you have a picture?
Oh, no, yeah, now I got to go look.
So you can see it.
Oh, I'm going to look.
Can he read it to us?
I got to tell you this. So one of my favorite stories about my Photoshopping expedition was I made a Photoshopped a picture of Jake Lee.
You ain't Lewis and Clark, bro. Like, talking about expedition.
I made it. I Photoshopped a picture of Jake Lee and John Eric, like his lover, sitting in front of a fireplace.
That's awesome.
I remember that picture.
You remember that? Yeah. So here was the greatest part of the whole thing. There's like a cat sitting in the middle of it. It's hilarious. Well, Jake Lee, his dad, God rest his soul, couldn't understand what Photoshopping was. Well, he went to his grave.
It was serious.
He went to his grave thinking it was a real picture.
That's a great picture.
Yes. Oh, I made playing cards out of it. It hangs up in John Eric's house. He has a framed photo.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So, Wes, how do we find your ad?
I don't know. I think it's really hard. I think that's what Facebook.
You go to Stumpy on Facebook.
Stumpy on Facebook.
Can we put like a classified in the newspaper, like that type of ad? That'd be a good one. Yeah. Let's do that.
I don't think you can do it anymore.
Why can't you do that?
What's that?
Tell them it's for puppies.
You're dressed up.
So what does it say? Will you share it with us?
Is this single man looking for a pulse?
Are you dressed up like one of those?
Send a picture and send it to me.
No, I'm going
to
just send you my whole phone.
Are you dressed up like Lord of the Rings?
Wes says.
Here we go.
He says, Jedi, I'm looking to bury my lightsaber.
Here we go. We got Wes's Facebook personal.
Looking to bury my. Never mind. I can't see.
Some good photos there. Anyone on date? Okay, never mind. Hey, how are you? I'm just trying to make my way in this great big world. I'm fairly laid back, easy going. Looking for someone to hang out with and spend time together. If it becomes more than that, will be great. I'm a father, beautiful 15-year-old daughter and 3 dogs. One of my favorite things, sit on my back patio and watch the wildlife. You don't mention bourbon?
That's not what I thought.
I thought he was going to say life and patio.
So he said his name is Wes, 48 years old from Mississippi.
And it fills that in automatically.
Looking for chatting, friendship, something casual. Ooh. Jamie, you would never say chatting. He said he's 6'9" now. Come on.
He's been 5'9".
Diameter.
He said horizontally.
Look, what?
On my back.
He does have life from the patio as his first picture with his hand.
Just see, he looks like he got surprised at the picture.
Let me see.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it.
He looked like somebody walked in the bathroom on him.
It's like he saw a flash sale on Target.
Oh.
So have you had any nibbles on that?
Not really. I mean, there's a couple, but most of them are like, oh.
Would you allow me and T to take over your dating profile?
100%.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my
gosh. This would be a wonderful experiment.
You know what?
That's dangerous.
I think.
Let's do it, T.
I think y'all should. I think that's the only fair thing to do.
Man, this is going to get intense. You're going to have to do wild things when you finally meet them. Some of it may happen to you.
He's on a date. They're like, now, how many fingers did you say?
He said, only the big ones.
Do you know now, Wes, do you realize this is now Jamie's life mission?
Yes, it is.
Look, yeah, he, that picture, it won't even look like you.
We're Photoshopping that.
We're Photoshopping.
We will have him like on the moon.
But you make it look so fake that you know it's fake.
People laugh at it. I'm an astronaut.
Yeah.
I like exploration.
Oh boy.
But like now we'll put it. I'm on the moon now, waiting to get to Uranus.
Missouri.
Yes. With the M-O. Right, Missouri. Yes. Yeah. Small letters.
And then we tag them in it, and they'll just be people from the fudge shop hollering at him. It'll be perfect.
Oh, we have our new last mission.
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be good. This could be an ongoing story.
My son is no longer in travel baseball. This is my new goal.
This is it.
Yes. You need custom jerseys for this?
Oh, we need them.
Dude, we need a life from the patio jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny, man.
I'll get there. I got it.
Are we being serious or are we joking?
No, I'm not.
I think we owe it.
If he 100% let us do it, I 100% let y'all do it. I think this.
Oh, man.
It's not even considered catfishing. You're showing his face.
Oh, no, it'll be him.
What would you call this? It's the same person's face, but not the same person.
You know what? We could sell this service, Jamie. Hold on. If it's successful,
this is called goldfishing. We're going to call it goldfishing.
If this is successful, we could bring, if this is successful. And we work out West. We could bring single men in to interview and be like, okay, so you're going to let us handle your...
100%.
Going to get you so many dates.
Dates is not the goal.
Yes.
She's like, I think I just got goldfish.
So many mates.
Mates, there's the goal.
I
tell you what, I think there's something to this.
We give you a 10-mate guarantee.
So y'all heard it here first. July the 8th is the initial kickoff of the... We'll call
it Westpalooza.
You know, isn't there a lady that has a channel?
West Bonanza. West
Bonanza at Bonanza.
Yes. West Bonanza.
That should be his name. Welcome to West Bonanza.
We'll put him in a dunking booth. If you hit the target, you get a date.
Women like to laugh.
They do.
They do. I'm,
yeah. So look, when he finally meets one, he's going to have an earpiece in, so we can tell him funny things. Right?
Do you remember the movie?
With
Steve Steve Martin in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that called?
Do you know what I'm disappointed by though? Did you see the ad he put out? He not one point said I'm on a podcast, a YouTuber.
Yeah,
I got a YouTube channel.
That's a penny dropper.
I don't want to use my stardom as a.
That's a penny dropper.
You could have told him we had lunch that day.
Yeah,
that'd probably help. They'd have been like, "You had lunch with Donnie from Life from the Patio."
Yeah, for the patio
on a patio.
I didn't want to break him down my stardom here.
He wanted them to love him for him.
I don't want somebody fame chasing.
He wanted to lust him for him.
When they take over your stuff, they're going to love you for everything but what you are. Right. It's all going to be a lie. Yes. But it's going to be fabulous.
But we're going to go live.
You know what? You will have the fattest fingers of town. You'll be able to lick your eyebrows when we're done.
You can walk on your tongue. That's how you got to school. Uphills both ways.
He'll be like, oh, my eyebrows are out of shape.
You know, he's going to be... walking straight, tall, and he's gonna be about 6 foot three.
He'll be about 5 foot seven by the time.
That's still taller.
Poor Wes. Jeez.
I love Wes, man.
Y'all are killing him right now.
Look, all I want is when it happens and we succeed.
Which part?
We want some
video.
You
know you don't get to be there.
What do you consider?
Terry will be in the corner going,
no, me and Terry be nowhere. You will be.
What do they call that chair?
My little pervert chair.
That's called the cheering section.
The cheering section. Welcome to this glass room.
That's got the cheer chair. No,
look, Jamie gonna be behind that tree like that mean moment that dude.
He's a cheermeister.
I'm like, yes, Terry, it's happening.
He's gonna be play for play. He's gonna be play by play.
Oh, I'm like, Terry, she has all three fingers in.
Jamie has a new life mission right now.
He is.
Father Fort Mary.
Pull his back hair. He likes it.
A 24-year-old Venezuelan migrant apparently decided that coming to the U.S. was kind of difficult, so he decided to pose as a schoolboy.
Oh, no.
I
saw this!
Yeah. Anthony Emmanuel Labrador Sierra. What a nice
name. Is that a soccer player?
Dude, you said that good.
I did. Labrador Sierra.
Look at this.
Allegedly assumed a new identity falsifying his birthday. Shorten his name to Anthony Labrador. I'd probably went with Anthony Sierra, but okay.
Oh,
Anthony
Sierra's Labrador. Even cooler.
To enroll in Perrysburg High School in Ohio in January of 2024. He claimed to be a homeless immigrant from Venezuela and a victim of human trafficking, telling the school he was a 16-year-old boy. Look, I partake
in this. Isn't this the dude that came back to high school but made JV?
JV.
Yeah.
JV.
Is it
JV? Yes, it's JV.
This is him.
Player.
It is him. Yeah.
He went to back to high school. He's 24 years old. Made JV squad.
Oh, wow.
And he's Mexican, so he should be able to play.
Well, wasn't there a girl that did this? Like, she said she was like, the kid went missing, and like, she was like 20 something. And she said she was the daughter of them that the kid that went missing. And like,
damn, why didn't run the whole funny?
I gonna say, where you literally said the kid that went missing five times without. All right, Jay, we got to do more than find him somebody. We got to tell him what to say to him when he finds him. He gonna be like, my name is Wes.
Wasn't there a murder victim?
My name is Wes.
They got murdered.
Hey, I thought that was Jamie sitting in the corner.
My name is Wes. My name is Wes. Nice to meet you. My name is Wes. Nice to meet you. He said that girl that went missing five times without bringing any other clothes. You know the girl that went missing and that girl that went missing because the girl that went missing. Because she went missing.
She went missing.
She went missing. The girl that went missing. And that woman with the girl that went missing.
I'm sorry, you know, I'm not sure we need to allow him to be around other women. You know, right. Sometimes the truth comes out by accident.
Some of y'all love when we go and get tickled.
We'll just tell them she's missing.
If y'all don't want to see us getting tickled, y'all going to hate this show because we like Jamie and Wes especially.
Oh, boy.
And we're not even like, had much to drink.
I've had fun and I feel like hot because we've been laughing.
I feel
hot. So
no, it's not because my air conditioning ain't working.
Yeah, that's why I've been so afraid to get something to drink.
Jeez.
But hey, you know that woman went missing? And that woman that went missing, that woman went missing. That's because she came to my house. That's what I'm trying to say. Jake, the first woman you see is out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey, look for that woman that went missing.
We're going to find her, Wes.
A woman that went missing.
He said, I hope not.
Oh, oh man, that's terrible.
Wow. Prime Day started today.
Prom dates?
Prime Day.
Not prime
Day.
Prime Day.
Prime Day.
So what's going to be the hot deals on Prime Day?
Well, we got a shark pet cordless vacuum cleaner.
What?
That ain't worth nothing.
For
$149.
So let me tell you about that when I got a review.
Yeah. Okay,
we had one of those that lasted for a long time, but we bought a Hi-U or something from, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, we got a cheap one, too. Yeah. Amazon Fire TV, 75-inch for $569. That's probably not a great price.
That's not a great deal. Dude, that's okay.
You can buy a TV at Walmart for like $200.
TVs are really cheap.
You know, like an 800-inch.
Like an 800-inch that wraps around your room.
Here's a Ninja for $45.
An actual Ninja?
Actual Ninja.
Like he'll fight like for you?
Fight for you. That's it.
Hey, there we go.
He walks in. Jemison.
Jemison, $45. Wes,
if we can't get you a date, we got an iRobot over here, the mop combo.
There you go. You got an iRobot vacuum. You got an iVacuum. Mm-hmm. That right there might be the trick.
Here's a Nubia foldable dog swimming pool. If you bring the girls over, you need one of these pools.
When your dog got a pool?
It is one of them pools.
I got a pool.
Pool.
Those are early deals. Anyway, get out and check out Prime Deal. Jeff,
why
Pezos
is your belly needed. Shaking?
Because I'm shaking my legs.
He's jolly.
Oh, look at all these.
He's jolly and nervous about something.
I shake my legs.
Okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was just randomly going.
How you going to check
I'm breathing fastly.
Why your eyes shut when you laugh?
I'm fat.
Because cheeks, his jolly cheeks get.
Yeah, my cheeks are jolly.
They
boom.
Are.
Oh.
Boy, I know. Yeah. You're going to sleep good.
Why your eyes water?
Man, I've been laughing. I've been laughing hard for.
I've been afraid to take anything drinking. I just knew I was going. I'm
going to
be wearing it.
I'll say this. I don't know if this show is going to be worth a damn, but it's been one of my favorites.
It's been a good time, for sure. What other stories you got, Tay?
I was talking about Ready to Roll.
Dude, we're going
to
be
a little bit short.
What did we talk about?
Yeah,
we were talking about the guy, he made the JV squad. He came back to high school and was JV.
What did he got off?
Yeah, we talked about
he got off.
I think
what is the problem?
I think he scored, too, you know.
Look, he gonna be Diddy-ing again. He gonna have some freak offs.
The diddler. OP diddler.
Popping bottles.
You better look out there in the world of dating, Wes. You might get diddled.
He could only
hope. You gotta be careful.
I can only hope.
You can. You want to get diddled?
No. All
right, y'all ready?
Not but diddled.
Yeah, let's.
Johnny, go play us out.
Maybe
hit the button.
Somebody tells me what button it is.
Save me.
Can you hear it?
Save me from my
playing.
Yeah.
All right. Father Fortenberry, part words.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. You know, hey, follow us on this adventure down the love life of Brother Fortenberry.
Brother Fortenberry, you ready?
Oh, I guess I'm ready.
I'm ready. Are you ready, Gary? You can teach him how to
climb gold fishing, guys. It's called gold fishing.
We're looking for a lady ready to climb Fortenberry Mountain.
Oh, that's a good one. There we go. Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Hit that like button to your friends about us, to your girls about us. And if y'all want Wes's password, we'll give it to you, too. Life from the patio.
Save this outlaw.